My name's Joshua Coombs. I'm from London and I'm part of the movement Hashtag Do Something For Nothing.
Hashtag Do Something For Nothing. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I started this about a year and a half ago now, but it's really turned into a global movement. So what we're doing is we're getting people in their communities to love whoever they can. I mean, it's not just about homeless people, but I'm a hairdresser, so I cut hair for homeless guys. I try and make them feel better and really just kind of give them their dignity, you know?
And you're here in Manchester. Why have you come to Manchester to help spread that message and do your bit?
Well, I'm sure everyone listening understands how apparent the problem is everywhere you go now. I think every major city. So, I mean, it's about trying to humanise the issue. I think sometimes the topic of homelessness is way too big for people to understand. For me, it really helps when I bring it down to one person, tell their story. We're using social media to do that to try and inspire others.
And you've been here in Manchester offering free haircuts to the homeless. How did you come up with that idea?
Well, I mean, I love what I do, but essentially it's to try and get rid of the superficial stereotype that comes with homelessness, that kind of guy sat on the street who's part of this, you know, this stereotype, really. I mean, some people haven't got the access to the amenities we have, and I feel like to be able to provide them with that service on the streets really nice, just to try and make them, it's a small thing, but to try and make them feel like a bit of hope and a bit more confidence to maybe go for that job interview or do something with, you know, the opportunities they have.
And what's the response been like when you've been offering that to people?
It's been great. You know, I've been out cutting hair this morning, and actually it's really amazing, because more than anything, right, it's about the human connection, because whatever you do, it doesn't matter if you cut hair, whatever you do, just stopping and spending time with somebody is what I take away from this. 45 minutes just spent listening to someone's story, it really, really helps, you know, because it just makes them feel like they're part of society again. The worst thing is feeling psychologically isolated, you know, that's just not where you want anyone to be at.
What's the sort of reaction like when you stop and you talk to people, when you offer them a free haircut, what do they say to you?
Well, I mean, it can sometimes be like a cagey start, because people wonder why you want to help them, but actually this is really rewarding for me, because as the haircut goes on, it's really great to get to know someone a bit better and to be able to get to know them on more of a personal level. But whoever it is, all I realise is that everybody has a story. That's the most important message. Everyone has a story. There's always a route to every problem, you know?
And obviously, this is a, you know, you said a movement that people can get involved with. What are you asking people to do, or what are you suggesting people can do?
Well, we've got people, so for instance now in London with me, a vet got in touch with me and she's going out with me and looking after people's homeless people's dogs now. I mean, everybody's taking either their skill or even if it's just their time. We're getting some really nice posts on the hashtag that rather than people just dropping off a coffee for someone, if you've got the time, why don't you take someone for a coffee? And people are receiving this well, because what they're doing is they're actually taking them in somewhere warm, getting to know them, having that transaction between two people. I mean, everything that we're doing really is trying to harness social media for good, because there's a hell of a lot of superficial on there. There's a hell of a lot that really, I think, has a negative effect on people. And we're trying to say, look, here's the human side of it. Here's some good news stories, because I think we need that especially right now.
What can that little gesture do for people, do you think? What can that free haircut or that little chat do for someone who's homeless or someone who's struggling?
Well, I know what I've been like in my life when I've needed people to lift me up. I think anyone can relate to what's pulled them out of a bad time in their life, which is people and our connection with other people. So okay, I know a haircut's not going to solve any problems, but I can tell you one thing, it's enough to give someone hope. And sometimes you're talking to someone and they might have lost that. They might be there thinking, I don't know what to do anymore because I'm at the end of my tether with their situation. But just you being there for that amount of time, you never know when that's going to restore someone's faith in humanity and hopefully lead on to better things for them. And I think that's something that everyone's capable of. It doesn't matter what you do, it's about your time.
And obviously you said you're going to come back to Manchester. When are you coming back here? You're going to be offering free haircuts again?
Yeah, so basically, yeah, I think I'm going to be back. Well, definitely over the next few months, you know, so I'm going to be heading up here more. And yeah, I mean, really, this is a problem that's everywhere. So what we're trying to do with this movement really is get people connected where they are in each city. Like, I can't do it on my own as a one-man crusader, but look at the hashtag on Instagram, on Facebook. When you have like a goodwill kind of moment with someone, like, don't be afraid to post about it and shout about it, because we all don't mind posting a selfie, right? So like, it's even cooler to be kind.